Dear friends, good evening. Thank you for joining us this week for another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight we have a practice with the mantra La Ra. And this practice has been captured in one of the most advanced books that Samael wrote for us, which is titled Major Mysteries. And notice that here in the image that we are showing you on the screen, what we have is a sample of the many images that exist in these Mexican codices. Notice that it says Cerro de Chapultepec. Cerro is hill, and Chapultepec is associated with chapulín, which is the same thing as a cricket. This is why we have a cricket on top of the hill. So this is the hill of the cricket. And in Samael's work, it says the following. By carefully observing the fragment of the Mexican Codex of Chapultepec, we see two human beings floating above the hill. Those two beings are traveling in their astral bodies, and a human head pronounces a note represented by two beams of light that come out of their lips. That note is the sibilant and sharp sound of the cricket. That sound is the keynote of the Logos. The Logos sounds. All nature is the incarnation of the word, and the keynote of the cricket is the word. That note is a chorus. Our keynote vibrates within that ineffable chorus. If a musician playing a musical instrument fortuitously played our keynote, we would instantly drop dead. Everything in nature has a keynote. Whosoever wants to project in their astral body at will must enter into the state of slumber while mentally pronouncing the syllable La, mentally alternated with the syllable Ra. Pronounce these two syllables mentally and in an altered and different manner. He mentions the two humans that are flying in their astral bodies, and he mentions the head that is whistling the sound of the cricket. If we were to zoom in a little bit into this particular map, notice that here is the hill of Chapultepec, the hill of the cricket. And now you can see better these two beings that are traveling in their astral body around the mountain. And then you can see the head suspended in air, and from the head, the notes of the sound of the cricket. Samael continues by saying, the student must try to listen to the sharp sound of the cricket. Such a sound emerges from within our brain cells. For this, it is necessary to have a serene mind, enough drowsiness, and focus attention on what one is doing. If this exercise is performed well between vigil and sleep, the student will sense the sharp sound of the cricket within his brain. The student must then willfully enter a little more into the slumber state and increase the resonance of that sound. Then he will get up from his bed and exit the bedroom, heading towards the temple of Chapultepec, the Gnostic church, or to any place he wishes to go. When we state that the student must get up from his bed, this must be performed with action, since this is not a mental exercise. Indeed, this is not a matter of thinking that one is getting up. The disciple must complete it in action without thinking. Thus, when getting up from his bed, the student must do it because for the astral body to become free, the physical body must remain in the bed, and nature will, as usual, perform the separation of the material and the astral bodies. This is why the student has to get up from his bed. And that is all. With this clue, our Gnostic disciples will travel in their astral body to the temples of mysteries of the White Lodge. And this brings this particular chapter to an end. So we can see that there are three key takeaways here. Number one, there is a word of power that we can sing that will help us modulate this sound of the cricket that exists today within the cells of our own brain. As we are chanting this mantra, we are supposed to chant it mentally. Tonight, I will vocalize here while you comfortably rest and you follow singing mentally. And the moment that you start noticing your transition between the vigil and the sleep state, at that moment, just get up. Don't ask yourself, is this the right moment? Don't ask yourself, am I relaxed enough? Don't ask yourself, is this the transition between vigil and sleep? Simply guide yourself by the intuition of your consciousness and just stand up. Leave your body behind and ask of your Divine Mother to take you to the temple of Chapultepec, to take you to any one of the great Gnostic temples, to take you to where you can receive wisdom directly from the lips of the Masters. And it is important that we learn to unfold consciously in our astral body, because eventually, if we are choosing to continue this work, we need to go through three specific trials, and these are called the tests of the Guardian of the Threshold. These tests do not happen automatically. We must present ourselves before the innermost and ask the innermost for the tests. And the only way that we can do that is visiting the astral plane. So for tonight's practice, what we will do is that we will relax the body, we will invoke the innermost, we will sing the mantra, and because this is a practice in astral travel, if you happen to fall asleep, that's okay for now. We are not going to interrupt that. We're going to fade away in the background. But if you happen to fall asleep during the practice, tomorrow morning when you wake up, do not move. Make sure that you have close by your Gnostic journal. And as you wake up in the morning, remaining very still, just reach for your Gnostic journal and write down everything that you can recall from your astral experience. So let's go ahead and start by closing our eyes. I will invite you to lay on your back, whether it is on the carpet, on the rug, on your yoga mat, on your mattress. Simply lean back comfortably. And while you are resting on your back, make sure that your heels come together, that your legs are relaxed enough so that your feet fan open. And you can allow your hands, your arms, to rest alongside your body. As we have practiced before, it is ideal if you can orient your body with your head towards the north. That way, we benefit from the flow of those magnetic currents of the planet. Those of you who would choose to assume the posture of the flaming star, you are certainly welcome to do so as well. Spread your legs, perhaps a little wider than shoulder width apart, and allow your arms to be extended side to side. And now that we are comfortably in this posture, let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. 1, 2. One. And let's make ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body. If there's anything that feels too tight, anything uncomfortable, anything that is stealing your attention, this is a good time to loosen it up, to release it. Perhaps to take it off. Now that we have taken care of that, let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. 1, 2. One, two. And let's start by invoking the presence of our innermost and chanting the mantra Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vayavaya Swaha. Let's do that together. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vayavaya Swaha. Let's do it again. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vayavaya Swaha. If you embrace the principle of spontaneity as you close your eyes, allow the faculty of clairvoyance, which is the same thing as objective imagination. And as you look up effortlessly, you may be able to see a star. The star that shines upon you. It's the star that we invoke every time that we chant the mantra, Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vayavaya Swaha. The star creates a barrier of protection that helps minimize any inferior thoughts, any negative emotions that have been surrounding us. It helps create a good barrier of protection towards any ill wills or anything that may exist within our own environment, creating discomfort, in some cases, torment. And after we chant this mantra, we create a magical circle of protection around us by singing the mantra Elyon Melyon Tetragrammaton. Use your objective imagination to see the circle of light forming itself around you, completely enclosing you and bringing about that divine protection. Elyon Melyon Tetragrammaton. And together we invoke our innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, we are here humbly at your presence, asking of you, begging of you, of your contribution. We offer ourselves to you, Divine Father, so that it may be you, the dominating entity within our own constitution, so that you may be the one officiating this practice. Our mind, our heart, our gestures, our voice, we offer them and we make them all at your service. We ask of you, Father, that you bring perfect relaxation into this body. We beg of you that you show us with clarity the state of transition between the vigil state and the sleep state. And we ask of you intensely that you help us maintain a heightened degree of awareness, a heightened degree of awakening, so that we may be taken to the great halls of wisdom, and that we may receive education directly from the lips of the great masters. We ask of this, Divine Father, in your holy name. So be it, so be it, so be it. Dear friends, know that at any moment, if you choose to do so, you are free to open your eyes and bring the exercise to an end. these exercises are done entirely consciously. We simply relax our body and we empower our consciousness to perceive so that we may experience and awaken. So let's go ahead and start the relaxation by bringing the attention of our consciousness to the toes of our feet. We focus our attention on our toes, on the soles of our feet, our heels, our ankles, and we allow that attention to shift upwards into our shins, our calves, our knees. And just like that, effortlessly, we immediately enjoy that sensation of warmness that comes with a state of relaxation. And we accept it with the most gratitude. And so we allow our consciousness to once again focus its attention on our knees. From our knees, on the underside of our legs, upwards, our hamstrings. And we allow that perception to go deep within our thighs. And from deep within our thighs, just to radiate outward. And so we focus on our knees, our thighs, our hips. We focus on our glutes. We relax our creative organs. And we bring this deep state of relaxation all the way to the bottom of our spine. And we allow ourselves to perceive this softness that comes with a deep state of relaxation. And we experience it with a great deal of gratefulness. We experience it with satisfaction. Now let's go ahead and focus in our breathing. Let's focus on breathing in through our nose. And if it is possible for you to do so, to exhale out your nose as well. Let's go ahead and strive to make this breathing so effortlessly that both the inhalation and the exhalation, they become imperceptible. They become perfectly silent. Notice that with every exhalation, you can allow your body just to sink a little deeper onto that mat, that mattress, that rug, or that carpet. So let's bring our attention at the very bottom of our spine. And from that point, we will continue focusing upwards, vertebra by vertebra. And as we continue guiding the attention of our consciousness, we feel that relaxation deep within our belly. As we exhale, we feel that gentle softness of relaxation in the muscles that make up our diaphragm. We relax our stomach, our lungs. We even relax our heart. And we make ourselves aware of the gentle vibration that inundates our body. But we know very well that, like every flow of sound, we eventually get to a point in which there is a little bit more effort necessary to allow for the continuation of the flow of creation. And so we focus in our breath, and we focus our attention of the consciousness on that space in between our shoulder blades and our back. And with every exhalation, we allow any tension, any stress, anything that may be causing a worry or a preoccupation to simply drift away. And with that, we allow that sensation of relaxation to continue expanding until it reaches our shoulders, the muscles of our chest. And from our shoulders, it cascades onto our elbows, our wrists, our hands and fingers. And we experience this relaxation with the highest of gratitudes. And we also experience it with a great deal of satisfaction, because we know that this relaxation is simply perfect. And in that deep state of gratitude and gratefulness, we focus on our neck and bring the attention of our consciousness to that space at the very base of our skull, that pocket that exists behind our head and in between the ears. And as we continue to focus on our breath, we immediately feel a sensation of warmness that inundates that area of our body. And with every exhalation, we feel that sensation of softness continuing to expand upwards, covering our scalp. So let's go ahead and relax our jaw, our tongue and our lips. Let's relax our eyes and our eyelids. And as we relax the muscles of our forehead, we immediately feel how that gentle softness fully encompasses all of our head and comes to find itself at the very crown. Divine Father, we invoke you, and we give you eternal thanks for helping facilitate this exercise of relaxation. Allow us again to see that space of moment in transition between the vigil state and the sleep state. Allow our consciousness to perceive the right moment so we may stand up consciously. and take us, Father, to the halls of wisdom, so that we may experience your greatness and the teachings from the great masters. We ask that this materializes according to your will and the universal charity. So be it. Let's go ahead and let's chant the mantra Lara. We vocalize and remember that you chant it mentally. And after a while, we will fade away in the background. We wish you great success in this exercise. And we pray that may all beings be happy. La-ra. La-ra. La-ra.
La. Lara. Lara.
I invite you to maintain the high degree of awareness and still relaxation that you're experiencing. As we chant the mantra, La Ra, the letter R invites for the gentle vibration of the seven magnetic centers that exist alongside our spine. And the letter A allows for the vibration of the chakras of the lungs, but it also allows for the vibration of the thymus gland. And that is a gland that is associated with our heart center. As that heart center vibrates, the atom of the sun that exists within our head vibrates as well. And I will invite you with every exhalation, as you chant the mantra mentally, to focus your attention on the inhalation so you can perceive the gentle sound of the cricket deep within your brain. As you do this, you will notice that you will be able to modulate the volume of that sound. The sound of the cricket is the anahat sound. And the name of the chakra of the heart is anahata. Focus on that gentle song of the cricket within your head. All along, continuing to chant the mantras mentally. All along, maintaining this deep state of relaxation.
La. Love.